A reading from Matthew, the 15th chapter. And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. O Lord, have mercy on us. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his manservant. Or may I believe our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Page 324. What is the second petition of the Lord's Prayer?
Thy kingdom come.
What does this mean?
The kingdom of God certainly comes by itself without our prayer, but we raise this petition that it may come to us also.
How does God's kingdom come? What is the third petition?
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
What does this mean?
The good and gracious will of God, the Son, is in our prayer, but we pray this petition that it may be done on us also.
How is God's will done?
God's will is done in the grace of the leaders of every evil man and the purposes of the devil,
What is the fourth petition? What does this mean? What is meant by daily bread?
This morning's sermon is the second in a series of three Thursday morning sermons on the Lord's Prayer. Today we look at the following petitions: Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Last Thursday I pointed out how the context in which the Lord's Prayer is prayed affects our understanding of each petition. And I suggested that next time you pray the Lord's Prayer at the Eucharist, that you focus on the altar and vessels and elements with your eyes wide open and think how each petition is being fulfilled at the sacrament. Ironically, later that same day, I read a different opinion from a theologian who was offering to his communicants that they think this way right after they hear the reading of the words of institution. He said, "Let us not be fascinated by these earthly and corruptible elements which we see with our eyes and touch with our hands, seeking him there as though he were enclosed in the bread and wine. Our soul shall only be nourished and enlivened by his substance when they are lifted up above all earthly things, attaining even to heaven and entering the kingdom of God where he dwells. Therefore, let us be content to have bread and wine as signs and witnesses, seeking the truth spiritually where the word of God promises that we will find it." Thank you, John Calvin. Calvin doesn't like us looking at the altar, so, okay, today we'll focus somewhere else. We'll focus on the font. We'll focus on the meaning of the Lord's Prayer in its mission and baptismal context. Hallowed be thy name. When it comes to hallowing God's name, no one does it better than Matthew with his rich Trinitarian account of the Lord's institution of holy baptism in Matthew 28, "Thy kingdom come." In the scripture reading this morning from Matthew 15, we heard how Jesus traveled to Tyre and Sidon and was confronted by a Canaanite woman who confessed him as the son of David, the Messiah. She also addressed him as Lord three times. That's a nice number. She knelt before him. Interesting, nice verb. Our old friend proskuneo, which also can be translated worship. At first, Jesus ignored her, but in the end, he cast the demon out of her daughter. When Jesus comes, a battle erupts between the kingdom of God and Satan's kingdom of darkness and sin and death. The liturgy of holy baptism is a war in which the devil is cast out, he and his kingdom are renounced, and Jesus is confessed as Lord with the Apostles' Creed. The pastor commands, "Therefore depart, you unclean spirit, and make room for the Holy Spirit in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And then he baptizes the candidate with water in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Hallowed be thy name. Following our Lord's ascension, the apostles preached the gospel in Jerusalem and Samaria and beyond. And one can easily imagine them passing through Tyre and Sidon and coming into contact with the woman in today's text. As an apostle preached about Jesus Christ in baptism, she could have responded something like, "I know who you're talking about. I saw him once. He healed my daughter. He spoke to me, and he said, 'Great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire.' He taught his disciples to pray, 'Thy will be done.' And on that day, it was his will to answer my prayer by casting the demon out of my daughter and freeing her from Satan's wretched kingdom. Thy kingdom come." We must also always pray as Jesus taught us to pray, and in fact, how he himself prayed, "Thy will be done." Sometimes his will is very clear. He desires all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Sometimes his answer is an immediate yes, like when he cast Satan out of us at our baptism, and when he bestowed upon us right there the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. But at other times, as with the Canaanite woman, at first he doesn't seem to be paying attention. He seems to be ignoring us. So we plead, and we plead again and again, but he offers no solution, no answer to our problems and our suffering. And that's why we pray the way Jesus taught us and the way he himself prayed. "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And Jesus prayed this three times in Gethsemane, and his heavenly Father answered no. He would not remove the cup of the cross and suffering from Jesus' battle against the father of lies, his army of demons, and against the world of sin and evil and death. Likewise, as Christians, we can expect that the devil and the world will be our enemy and inflict us with adversity and grief. Luther writes in the Large Catechism, "For where God's word is preached, accepted, or believed, and bears fruit, there the blessed cross will not be far away. Let nobody think that he will have peace. He must sacrifice all he has on earth, possessions, honor, house and home, wife and children, body and life. Therefore, we must pray without ceasing, 'Thy will be done, dear Father,' and not the will of the devil or of our enemies or of those who would persecute or suppress the holy word and prevent thy kingdom from coming." In holy baptism, the war between the two kingdoms was won by Christ. However, the battle with the devil, the roaring lion, continues till the day we die. Thus we pray the family prayer, the family baptismal prayer every day. "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." We pray this at the baptismal font. We pray it at the altar. We pray it in morning and evening prayer. We pray it lying in our bed, driving in our car, on the battlefield, in the hospital, and at the graveside. We pray it when things are going well and when disaster strikes, in sickness and in health, when temptation overcomes, and in times of doubt, and in times of faith, "Thy will be done." The context affects our understanding of each petition, But more than anything else, the words of our Lord give shape and meaning to the context, that is, to our baptismal life. In the name of Jesus.